That's why I miss half of these live streams, because I'm always asleep.
Oh.
I wake up at 9:45, it's like, man, I missed the magic. I'm a bad, terrible person.
I miss the magic. Yeah, I miss the magic, too. We don't have the magic, anymore.
Oh, it's always. You've got the magic in you, sir.
Welcome to podcast episode 117. I'm your host, Jason Lamb, because Eric Bailey is on sabbatical due to baby reasons. We're part of the VG Evo podcast network, and I am now allying myself with our new North Korean overlords.
My name is Eric Hunter. I am the audio engineer and co-community manager, and I am the one who stopped the interview from being released.
My name is Dustin Faber. I'm a writer at 16-Bit Catholic, and I have played Nintendo on a movie theater screen.
Have you really?
When I was about 6 or 7 years old, my dad took me, he's like, we're going to the movie theater. And I said, what movie going to watch? And he said, well, it's a surprise. And all of his buddies were there, and they had an old-school Nintendo Entertainment System hooked up to a giant movie theater screen. And it
That's
was
awesome.
The most glorious thing ever. Duck Hunt didn't work. We wanted to shoot some ducks, but doesn't work. But it was cool. It was a movie theater with a stage on it, and while other people were playing, I could like run up on the stage and pretend like I was actually in the world of Mario, jumping and running and all that fun stuff.
Call it, man. This podcast is over.
Yeah, I won't be able to top that.
That's just way too cool.
Like, I've been waiting 2 years to tell that story. So
I've had dreams and aspirations of such things happening. I've seen amazing footage of both still images and video of people playing like 4-player Mario Kart 64 at like the Eagles Stadium on their giant Jumbotron, but just never, that has just never become a thing for me.
Well, I'm sure that you could. I mean, if those bozos, my dad's friends, if they could rent out a movie theater, why couldn't you? I'm sure you
That's
could
true.
Do it. Churches do it all the time. Why couldn't you?
Yeah.
Not cool enough.
Oh, well.
Damn it, Hunter. Be cooler.
Yeah, be cooler, man.
Be cooler, man. Be cooler.
Be cooler, man.
Now, that's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Thank you.
I'm really jealous.
Well, you should be. You have a 3D printer, though. I think I should be jealous.
I don't have one. I just have access to one.
It might as well be yours.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Speaking of having access to a 3D printer...
I don't know
how to segue that way. What have you guys been playing this week? Any old video games?
I've been playing a game on the PlayStation 2, so I guess that's an old video game.
Yeah.
Called Lifeline.
Oh, okay.
Lifeline is a game created by Konami. It's a voice recognition game. So it takes place in the year 2029. You're at a Christmas party in space. The spaceship that you're on is overran by alien bug things. And you get locked into the monitoring room, where on one of the monitors you discover a server who is trapped in some sort of like holding cell. But you have to tell her what to do through a microphone, like a real live action microphone. So like you can tell her to, like, you know, when she's attacking, it goes into like this battle sequence, and it's you know, shoot the right eye, shoot the left eye, reload, you know, dodge, that kind of thing. It's kind of funny, because like part of me feels bad, because I feel like I'm yelling at this woman, because I was like, there's parts in it, it's like, oh, and she's real. I mean, obviously, they're trying to shoehorn, or sock piano, if you will, this voice command thing into the game. So it's like, where should we go? So I pull up the map, and I'm like, go to guest room 1. Okay. And then she starts walking, and I realize that it's a far walk, and I'm like, run. And she's like, okay. And she starts running, and I'm like, oh, don't do that. Don't run, please. Stop. Because this... and then when you get into certain rooms and stuff, there's like these little charms that show up that are trying to get your attention. So within one room, there were 3 mirrors with little like twinkling charms on them. And I'm like, check out the mirror. So she looks at the mirror and she's like, Yeah, it's I need to change out of these clothes. I just feel bad in these clothes. I'm like, all right, well, I don't really care. Okay, go to another room. Oh, check out the mirror. And she's like, yeah, I know, I've got dirt on my face. I'll clean it later. And I'm like, look, lady, like, I'm just doing what the charms are telling me to do. Like, I'm sorry. Like, if there's something not there, then don't put a little thing there for me to be like, oh, check this out. If you're just going to get mad at me for looking at the damn mirrors. So I stopped playing that game pretty soon after that. But it's interesting. It's an idea, the whole voice recognition and interacting with the environment and the characters and stuff using your actual voice. Like, that's I could get into something like that. Like, I could play.
It sounds very much like it could either fit very well on a Dreamcast. Or,
why would you say that, Jason?
Just because they have those wacky games. Plus, it kind of sounds like that. What's that dancing game in space for the Dreamcast?
Are you talking about Space Channel 5?
Yes.
Yeah, with Michael Jackson in it? Is that the one?
Yes, Michael Jackson is a hidden character.
That, or it sounds like a crazy 3DS game.
Well, it's not, man.
It could be. Just you screaming at your 3DS on the bus.
Shoot!
No, turn around! Reload!
There has to be a port.
Yeah, Lifeline.
Lifeline. All right. I'll have to check it out. How about you, Dustin?
Well, I am plugging in some headphones right now, so I look very unprofessional. What did I play this week? I did an article on Virtua Racing, which should be up on the website here pretty shortly. And, man, playing that game with a joystick and buttons is just, I don't know. It's kind of a letdown in that aspect, but other than that, it's a lot of fun. Like, it's still a lot of fun, this old arcade game, which should not be fun because it's a racing sports game. And by definition, racing sports games that are 20 years old are usually not fun. But Virtua Racing was fantastic.
Nice.
Yeah. The music. Oh, I forgot how good the music was. That might be one of my top five favorite arcade soundtracks ever created.
I love going back to old games you played as a kid and you can still remember the music.
Yeah. The that menu music. I put like a link to the YouTube, like a YouTube video with the music from the game in the article.
Oh, okay,
so you
sweet.
Can hear the wonderful music that Sega AM2 put out. But man, they were just firing on all cylinders. No pun intended. When they released that game.
All right, your game sounds better than mine. I've been stuck playing. I shouldn't say stuck. I got all my parts for my N64 PC I'm building.
Yeah,
finally.
How's that going?
It's going well. I literally got all the tools I needed today. But I've been installing some emulators and, you know, testing them out, trying to get them up to proper speed. But the game I decided randomly to use to test was Captain Commando.
Oh, nice. How'd that go?
It's not what I expected. For the longest time, and I don't know why, I thought it was like an action platformer.
All right.
I don't know why. It just seemed like, oh, Captain Commando, you'd be an action platformer. It'd be like some weird Contra-esque thing. So booting it up, it's all right. I find a lot of kind of those side-scrolling beat-em-ups from that era, they're very similar.
Yeah,
like, to a fault almost. It's like, okay, you get your attacks. Okay, you do the special attack. If I do a special attack, great, kills a bunch of people, but I lose some life. You just kind of keep going. It's not terrible. It just wasn't what I expected. Captain Commando, it was all right.
Was the fact that it wasn't what you expected, did that make it more or less enjoyable for you?
I think it made it less enjoyable somehow.
Oh, okay.
Because I booted up thinking, oh, I'm going to play this type of game. Great. And then going into it's like, oh, this isn't at all what I expected. And I'm just kind of punching random bad guys again. Like that other. But
like every other one of those beat-em-up games. Some of those beat-em-up games are a lot of fun. If you can have a little bit of variety in your moves, but if you don't have a lot of variety, if it's just punch, like Final Fight, that's fun, but after like 5 or 10 minutes, it gets to be old. because all you're doing is just hitting one button to attack. There's not any variety in your attacks other than the animations.
Yeah.
So I can see why you would think that.
But yeah, no, other than that, I'd still say check it out. It's a fairly well-known game, I believe. I'm mostly familiar with it from the Marvel vs. Capcom series of games, just because Captain Command is a playable character.
Same here.
Monster kill.
And we're gonna go. We've got a listener email discussion question. For those of you who don't know what that means, it means if you email us at podcast@onemorecastle.com, we will read your discussion question and then discuss it. It's a neat little concept.
What's that email address they can send it to?
It's podcast@onemorecastle.com.
Interesting. I like it.
All right. So I've got an email question. It's a bit older. So we're going through a backlog right now, which is great. We love it. Okay. So it says, last week, which was not last week, but last week you picked a game that was released on your birth month. But who is your favorite game developer or game designer that is roughly the same height as you? The three of you look like you are different heights, so I think the answers could be unique enough. You can guesstimate based on photos, or feel free to use your imagination. If that's too strange a question, then... favorite licensed game? Have a good Thanksgiving / Thursday. I told you it was old. Aaron, Arcade, Android, Alcorn.
Well, maybe every day is Thanksgiving to him.
Every day is Thanksgiving.
And he just listened to that episode last week or something.
There we go.
So, yeah. This was a hard question because I tried to look up people's heights and the only one I could find was Miyamoto, who was 5'5". Did you have any better luck with it?
I looked up Gabe Newell, who's 5'7". I thought he was much taller. I looked up Kojima, who does the Metal Gear games, and he's 5'8".
Oh, okay.
But I'm around 5'10". So I didn't find anyone of that height. I looked up a couple guys. So yeah. I'm just going to assume I'm the same height as Peter Molyneux, who did those black and white games. I'm just going to assume.
He did, what's that game from EA? Populous? Was he the one who did Populous?
I believe he did Populous.
That's a game I need to play, but I never have.
Lots of god games.
I looked up a few people, but I couldn't find American McGee's height. I couldn't find Carmack's height. So I was like, well, crap, who is it? So I think I'll just go. I like to imagine that Miyamoto and I could be best buddies despite our height differences, because that's important in a friendship. So I'm going to go with Miyamoto because my wife tells me I have a problem with posture. So
there we go.
I might be 5'5", you know, if I'm not standing up straight.
There you go. It's a good enough excuse.
what was your favorite licensed game?
My favorite licensed game? Oh, that's tough. Favorite licensed game. This is gonna sound really sad. I was a huge fan of those NHL games. I know that's like not your traditional like, oh, it's a Aladdin game or whatever license.
Why would that make me sad? Why would that be a sad pick? That's a fantastic set of games.
I'm used to Bailey being here hating on the sports games.
Oh, that's right. I love sports games.
The sports games
are
great.
Really, really old ones.
Yeah.
Those are not as much fun.
But like early 2000s NHL games by EA were great.
Oh, those are fantastic.
Those were fantastic.
When I did... I submitted a post that will hopefully come up sometime, unless it just really sucks. It's a ranking of the 27 games that I've ever received for the holiday season, from birth until death. And without spoiling anything, NHL 2K5 for the Xbox is at number 13.
Nice.
You could put your own music in the game, and that was
really
a lot of fun. Yeah, when you would like you could set the music
the Xbox
to play.
To do that.
Yeah, you could set the music to play depending on what, you know, happened and stuff. I had like the Undertaker's entrance music when my team would enter, and you know, sad trombone when the other team would score a goal and things like that. It was a lot of fun. I wish games still did that.
That's awesome.
But no, NHL games, those are fantastic,
yeah, those are
sir.
Good. So what was your favorite licensed game?
It was GoldenEye on the Nintendo 64.
Makes sense.
Yeah, but when I went back and played on the Nintendo 64, I was like, this feels kind of lacking. So what I did was I ran it on an emulator, and I used a plugin that made it operate the way a modern first-person shooter would with the WASD keys and the mouse, because that's the only way you play a first-person shooter. You don't play with a gamepad. That's dumb. But it made the game just like a ton of fun all over again.
Oh, okay, so, I'll have to try that.
Yeah, I'll send you the files or whatever, and you can play GoldenEye the way it was meant to be played, just never played.
Nice. So yeah, I ended up setting up GoldenEye in an emulator. I've got a USB adapter.
Yeah.
For a N64 controller, so I set up that way. But I ended up setting the C buttons on the 64 controller to let me strafe.
Oh, nice.
So it ended up working. Oh my God, Hunter's back.
Hey. Christmas has come early, everyone. Hunter is back.
Sorry.
And he's got a webcam, too.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
Somebody in the chat said too bad, which is mean, but.
Hunter.
Totally worth it.
We're on to the email discussion question.
Good. Is it my turn?
And it is. And long story short, guesstimate. Which video game developer you're the same height as?
I got to go with David Jaffe.
All right.
Yeah.
What did David Jaffe do for those of us who are in the dark?
For those who don't know, David Jaffe is the brainchild behind practically the entire Twisted Metal series on the PlayStation consoles. He also did God of War and those many sequels, and now he's doing a terrible game called Drawn to Death.
Yes.
But yet has the coolest development house name ever.
What is that development house name?
I knew you were going to ask, and I got to look it up. it's like Detective Bartlett and the...
Now you're just making stuff up.
No, I'm not. Hold on.
Is David Jaffe even real at this point?
Oh, David Jaffe is always real in my mind. David Jaffe, developer... Give me Wikipedia. I'm just going to call this out. Oh.
It's not on Wikipedia.
It's the Bartlett Jones Supernatural Detective Agency.
Sweet. Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
So, apparently he is a real-life Ghostbuster. And that apparently has something to do with Bartlett Jones. Anytime you ask him like where he gets his ideas or his money or anything like that, he says, well, you know, Sony pays me quite a bit, but the rest of it comes from Bartlett. Dude's off his rocker.
Yeah.
You say real life Ghostbuster as if all Ghostbusters aren't real, and that is confusing to me.
Well, then.
Explain yourself.
Yeah. Is it time for a musical break?
Musical break it is.
We'll be right back.
and welcome back. That last track you heard was Food Frenzy, a remix from Kirby by Ga Metal. You can find it at ocremix.org. I'm just going to say, when Bailey left his very extensive long email instructing us how not to burn the podcast to the ground,
we're doing a pretty good job of it.
We are. He mentioned, in terms of music, he usually either looks at Twitter for them, or he gets them from his stash. The problem is, he didn't say where that stash was stored. Like, he didn't say, oh, it's in the email, it's in an inbox somewhere. It's like, I literally think it's on his computer. So I've just been going to ocremix.org every single time. And it's great, because I'm finding new music. And I got to play Mega Man Battle Network last week.
Yeah, you did.
I did. Just for you, Hunter. Just for you.
Terrible.
Speaking of just for Hunter.
It's not true. It's for everybody.
No, it's just for you, Hunter. We do this just for you. It's time for the showdown.
Retro Showdown!
For those of you new to the podcast, this is the crown jewel, so to speak, where each week we decide on a theme, bring a game related to that theme, and then we each argue the merits of our own games and how our game is better than the others. And now, to announce the showdown winner from episode 115, it was special guest host Alex with Super Mario RPG led with 4 votes. Hunter also managed a reputable 4 votes for Double Dragon 2, while Bailey got not a single vote for Mario Party 3, which left him sad and alone. And that's what he gets for bringing Mario Party 3.
That's awesome.
I think that's possible. Is that the first time something hasn't got any votes?
No, I think I've gone like once or twice without a vote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't remember specifically. And it'd be hard to go back and look because the way the voting plugin is set up, you can still vote for it after the fact. So,
true.
For all we know, somebody could have.
I go back and make myself win on all of them.
Oh, poor Bailey. Rest in peace, Bailey.
Poor Bailey. He leaves the podcast and just loses horribly. All right. This week's theme is favorite fighting game. Which is your favorite fighting game?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. So, I guess I'll begin. Is everyone ready for me to ramble on about the greatest fighting game that ever
lived?
For
a minute?
For a minute. I get a full minute. Hold on.
I was going to say, do you want me to do it? Or do you?
No. I just have to pull it up.
I have a timer right here on my phone I can do that with.
I've got up on my monitor. I may lie
Everybody's
about the time.
Got timers.
Yeah.
All right, here I go. Released in the year 2002 for the Nintendo GameCube. One would not expect to find a quality title in the fighting game genre on the GameCube.
But 42 seconds.
But alas, whoa, he's actually timing me. I don't like this. But alas, here we are. It's Bloody Roar, Primal Fury. Playing as a series of people who transform into fighting animals. At a whim, you can play as anyone from Stun the Insect to Gato the Lion to even Zion the Unborn, which I'm not sure what he turns into. Or Uranus, who's a clone of Yuriko. And Fang the... you can turn into animals. There's probably a honey badger in there and a wolf, and it's Bloody Roar Primal Fury for the GameCube.
There you go.
Hunter.
I didn't know they made 3 of those.
Yeah, oh, man. That's 4 too many.
No, man. They were great. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
You may begin.
I have seen the light. And the light is a 1992 fighting arcade game developed and published by Sega. The name is a cross between Holography and Colosseum. It's Holosseum for the arcade. This game plays similar to other 2D versus games, except for they're all holograms. Choose from any of the four different fighters that are available within the game to crush your opponents with mirror matches, one-on-one combat galore. Running on the Sega System 32 hardware, it's Holosseum for the arcade. Holosseum.
10 seconds.
Dave the Karate Guy is one of the characters.
Yes.
And that is not a joke.
Holosseum time. Wow. Okay. Dustin, are you ready?
I suppose I am.
All right. You may begin.
Take a trip with me back to Augusta, Georgia. 1995 is the year. Or 1996. I don't know. I think I've drank since then. I'm at a bowling alley. They've got the standard games. Your Miss Pac-Man. Your Street Fighter. You know, the classics. But then I see something that towers above everything. Something that is just fantastic. It wasn't the first of its kind, but it truly was the best of its kind. It's from a little group called Sega, AM2. It's called Virtua Fighter 2. Oh. Virtua Fighter 2 is quite possibly the greatest arcade brawler, fighter, whatever you want to call it. Maybe the greatest arcade game ever created, not named Galaga. Virtua Fighter 2, the best part of this game is you can have an old man who will drink from his flask and then beat the piss out of you. It's Virtua Fighter 2. It was in the bowling alley, and it took all my money. The end. I love you. Merry Christmas.
Nice.
Virtua Time. Fighter 2.
Virtua Fighter 2.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. I'm just...
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Hunter lost.
Yeah.
What? No. Holosseum, yeah. Man.
Holosseum. Let me... Okay.
See, so all those games out there now that have all these 30 and 40 and 50 fighters to choose from, they're all the same. All you need is four. You only need four players.
Yeah, four. I really like the names. You've got Samche Dompiegan. Cool. Professor yep. Chen. Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Jack Garrison. Okay, not that great, but sure. And then Dave, who knows well, karate. Now
Jack Garrison is a self-taught martial arts expert. That's very important.
That's
so. No, Holosseum was actually developed on the same hardware from a different game that was more of like an action adventure game, Indiana Jones style, and the name escapes me.
You know what the worst part? The worst part of this is this is one of Sega's attempts at creating a rival to Capcom Street Fighter 2.
Oh yeah, and it worked. I mean, have you seen this game? It's everywhere. You can't port a game like this. The technology, even today, just does not exist. Now, when the Oculus Rift comes out,
ooh.
Oh,
yeah. I can't wait for
Holosseum VR, baby.
Oh, I'm gonna be all over that. So what the hell?
Holosseum.
Have you brought this before?
No, I've talked about it though.
You've talked about it. Okay.
Hunter, have you seen this game in the wild, or have you just read about it on the Our Lady of Wikipedia?
No. I actually, much to my chagrin, like your bowling alley story, mine happens to take place at a movie theater in the outskirts of Ohio. When my grandparents took me to see God knows what movie, but before shacking up in the theater, they let us peruse the arcade, and this game was definitely, this game sticks out like a sore thumb, for sure. Like, yeah. If you see the cabinet, like, it's super short.
It's round.
It's round. It's pure white, which is weird. Like, there's very little graphics on the, like, logos and stuff on the cabinet itself. But when you walk up to it, it's kind of like those weird cutout horror-like painting things where, like, the eyes are always watching you. Like, you could,
you said
like,
horror, right? Not cutout.
Horror. No, horror. Horror.
Okay. Horror.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, like it, the game, like, follows you. So, like, you can practically play it at any angle, provided that it's not, you know, from the top looking down or the bottom looking up or from the backside or, you know, any of the 2 feet of screen that it gives you.
So I remember this game. We went to the movie theater. They had this game, and I had a dollar to spend, and they had Street Fighter 2, and I'd never played Street Fighter 2 or Holosseum, and Street Fighter 2 won. It took my money. I kind of wish I would have played Holosseum at the time, because that's the only time I've ever seen that in the arcade, and I've seen Street Fighter 2 dozens of times.
Yeah, man, Street Fighter 2 is everywhere, and that is not where it's at. It's Holosseum.
Yeah, it looked really, really cool. I want to make fun of it, but I can't. It's just very expensive, though. If you're an arcade owner, why would you want to spend so much money on this Holosseum game that may or may not make back your purchase price?
Oh, it's going to. Trust me.
But could your Holosseum characters transform into animals?
No, they have enough abilities on their own. To not need gimmicks or tricks to lure gamers.
Could they sidestep left or right? No.
No, you can't. No.
Could them bloody roar.
You can't in a lot of games.
Well, the thing is with these characters in Holosseum, they're in a game that's actually decent. I mean, it's not the best fighting game ever. I mean, that's Virtua Fighter 2, obviously. But, I mean, brutal piss rage, whatever you wanted to call it, I don't know. Like...
Whoa.
This game is atrocious, man. This might be the worst game you've ever brought. This might almost be as bad as Growl.
No.
I'm not saying something, because Growl was awful.
Bloody Roar was great.
I voted for Growl.
Why? Oh, God. You're making me sad here. Why? What makes this game great, Jason?
One, kick-ass guitar-driven soundtrack.
Hmm.
Two, something to do with some type of beast curse.
What?
Three... I don't know.
Why not, Jason? Why don't you know?
There's an intro playing it from me. Three. Oh my gosh. Transforming into giant scary animals at will. Four. Animals with metal.
Okay, you're basically describing Toki right now. And Toki's a much better game than this, you know, Primal Rage wannabe that you're speaking of.
You know what? I'm out of dead game series. Bloody Roar's probably my top five.
Wow.
I mean, okay, so this is the third in the series.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sure there's more. Are there more?
No.
No, this was it, so it died with this one. Okay, that's
cool. Yeah, this killed it. It was too good.
But just the fact that it's the third in the series, I mean, clearly it was doing something, or they were just making this game for peanuts. That's the only other thing. Oh, I mean,
who's made by Hudson Soft.
Okay, so they were definitely making it for peanuts, that's for sure. So Hudson Soft hasn't had a good game since what, the Super NES?
They haven't had a good game since Bloody Roar 3.
Oh.
It's because they stopped making Bloody Roar games.
Who bought them? Who ended up buying Hudson Soft?
Konami?
Was it? You think they bought it just for the Bloody Roar license?
Yeah. Konami bought them out in 2012.
Yep, Konami Digital.
I'm going to have to... you know what? You know who works at Konami?
Lots of people.
Metal Gear guy.
The Metal Gear guy?
Yeah.
I can't believe they're still making games for Metal Gear. I mean, that's amazing. I think that's actually more amazing than there being a third in the Bloody Roar.
I want him to make a Bloody Roar game.
Why? So you're just going to be transforming into different animals while hiding in boxes and sneaking around? That doesn't sound like anything.
It's essentially going to be just Metal Gear, but 2D.
Am I a bad person for never playing a Metal Gear game at all?
Yes.
No, they're really bad.
Okay. No, they're great.
All right.
They're insane. Like, they're batshit crazy.
If you're listening to the audio version, I wish you could have seen the look on Jason's face when I asked that question. It was a look of sadness, disgust, and like having like too much gas in your chest or whatever, needing to burp. It was all three of those things put together.
That's pretty accurate.
See, why couldn't you pick a game like Virtua Fighter? Like, if you'd pick Virtua Fighter instead of this brutal Primal Rage, whatever it is. I wouldn't have been mad that we would have brought the same game. I would have said, you know what, here's a man with impeccable taste, and I'm just going to show myself the door, because, you know, that would have been the greatest thing ever. But you didn't. You could have brought Virtua Fighter 2, and you didn't.
You know, my thing with Virtua Fighter...
What's your thing about Virtua Fighter? I want to hear it.
Thing with Virtua Fighter, of all the fighting game series that have gone from, like, huge in the 90s to no one gives a damn about in the 2000s, Virtua Fighter takes that pretty well.
I think you're thinking of King of Fighters. Nobody cares about King of Fighters.
That's not true at all. Everybody cares about King of Fighters.
King of Fighters 98 is coming to Steam.
Oh.
I mean,
Fantastic.
There's newer ones than that. No, I mean, Virtual Fighter kind of falls into the same realm as like Tekken. Like, it was born of the 3D polygon time frame that we were in. And strangely enough, like, those games just don't exist anymore. Like, they may be 3D characters, but they're all on 2D planes now. Like, this whole dodging and, you know, even with Bloody Roar, like, it's not something people want to play anymore for whatever reason. Like, it was a, you know, it was a blip, had its time in the sun, and then it just didn't, you know, people just kind of moved on. I love Virtual Fighter 2. Like, I love Virtual Fighter 2, but I'm glad it ended when it did. You know, because if you take too much Virtual Fighter 2, like, you can't drive home, you know, like, you might wake up next to somebody you don't know who they are. You make bad decisions when you play too much Virtual Fighter 2. So I'm glad it's done. I'm glad.
I will admit, Virtual Fighter was probably the first game I saw on a console that made me go, I kind of want a console.
Yeah, that was the reason to have a Sega Saturn, because that Virtual Fighter 2 on the Saturn was, like, nearly arcade perfect. I think there was, like, some scrolling backgrounds or something like that that weren't there. But other than that, that was the reason I got a Saturn a few years ago and then sold it when I got tired of playing Virtua Fighter 2. But now I've got it in my MAME cabinet. Well, actually, I don't have Virtua Fighter 2 in my MAME cabinet. It will not run in MAME.
That's not good.
So, no, it's actually a bad thing. But the first Virtua Fighter does...
really bad.
Yeah, it's a passable game, but Virtua Fighter 2 just improves on everything that the first one set out to do. And you've got an old man in Virtual Fighter 2, an old man that gets drunk and beats you up. I mean, that's the coolest thing ever.
That's
right?
Your selling point? Old drunk man?
Yeah. How many other fighting games do you know of with an old man who drinks from a flask and studies drunken boxing?
I got a wolf man.
Wolf man.
I got a guy made of a hologram. So yeah.
Shun-Di would take your wolf man down easy, and he would drink to its death. That's what he does.
That's serious.
The hell?
That's serious talk.
Yes, let's be serious.
I mean, you know, Virtual Fighter 2 is not that balanced of a fighter, but it's still fun. It's got its issues.
When you say it's not balanced, are you making excuses for your lack of skill at completing the game?
No, I've completed the game many a time with many a character.
Okay.
But there are some definite flaws, like in hit detection and stuff on some characters. Yeah, it's better than Bloody Roar.
Well,
Primal,
yeah, I think that's whatever. The consensus here.
Yeah, but I mean, Holosseum takes the cake. So,
yeah, Holosseum.
How's the hit detection in Holosseum?
It's amazing. It's a 2D plane. I mean, you can't beat that. None of this 3D crap that you newfangled kids are playing. Just give me 2D planes all day.
Would it work well if it didn't have the holographic gimmick?
Would the game?
That's
work
all it
well?
Is. That's yeah. all the game is. It's a gimmick.
No, no, yes. This isn't. No, the adventure game that this game was built off of from that engine, that was the gimmick. This is the real deal, my friend.
Jesus,
the real deal.
So you'd be fine playing it in an emulator or something like that without any of the holographic tricks, because the strength of the gameplay is so good that it doesn't need the holographic to succeed. If it didn't have that holographic ability, it would still be just as good as Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, and Virtua Fighter.
See, I want to say yes. That's it. That's all I got.
Yeah, that's all you got.
I want to say yes.
Want to, but can you? That's what I'm asking here. Can
four
you say
characters?
Yes?
That's all you need. Four characters.
Four characters.
None of this. Wait, palette swapping, just four guys. That's all you need.
What? Which of the four characters did you play with the
I
most?
I played as Dave, because he was his name was the only one I could pronounce when I first played this game. So
Dave's not here. You'll have to pick somebody else.
Oh, Dave's always here.
What the hell?
He's in your dreams. It was before its time. Much like many of Sega's endeavors. Way before their time.
Sega, forever before their time.
If this game came out now, it would be amazing.
Couldn't they put it on the 3DS if they wanted to? Because Sega loves whoring out their stuff. Like, they'll put Sonic on an Android phone or, you know, whatever. So why haven't they put this game on a 3DS?
See, that's the thing, is that like nobody knows this game. So we have to build the buzz. Like we need fan sites created. We need GeoCities / Angel Fire / .gov/ HTML/web/Holiseum/goodies.html.
Oh god, you broke out an Angel Fire reference. Oh, it's man. Fantastic.
Like that's what I need. That's what we need to get the buzz. To show Sega how we as a fan base of Holiseum really need this game recreated, nay, redefined using the Oculus Rift. That's what we need. If this game was meant to be at any time, it would be the Oculus Rift.
That might, under the circumstances, that might be the most inspiring speech I think I've ever heard in my life. I would love to join you in this quest for Holiseum. You know what? Don't even vote for Virtua Fighter 2. Vote for Holiseum. No. That's what I'm voting
God,
for.
God, no.
You want to vote
this
for
brutal
truth?
Game of yours, Jason? Are they going to re-release it on Steam like they did with King of Fighters?
God, I hope so.
No, man. Nobody
but why
would
haven't
play
they?
It. Like people will play King of Fighters because it's a great fighting
game.
I am game.
Dying for a bloody war game.
Why?
Dying because it
you
was
want to
great.
Talk about gimmicks.
I rented the crap out of that game.
You still rent you video games?
It. I did when it came out.
Oh, you what? Like a couple of weeks ago? Like,
yeah, a couple on, of weeks man. Ago. A couple of weeks ago in 2001.
That's right.
Okay, my question for you though: you said you rented this game, but it was conceivably in an arcade. So why didn't you play it in the arcade? Why did you rent it?
Because it only had an arcade release in Japan.
Well, if this game was so good, why didn't you go to Japan to play it? I mean, I would think that Hunter would travel across the country to play Holiseum. Did. That bowling alley was a little bit of a walk for me, but I did it because I loved Virtua Fighter, and you love this brutal
it's
game so much you decided...
I was 12 and couldn't afford to travel to Japan by myself.
Did you not see that movie, The Wizard? Those little kids walked all the way across the country to California just to play a Nintendo game.
I've actually never seen that movie.
You've never seen
that? I've never seen The Wizard.
Wow. It's a crappy movie.
I only saw the Mario Brothers movie like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. What is a better movie, The Wizard or Mario Brothers?
I would take The Wizard over Mario Brothers any day. Jesus. Because there's actual video game footage in the movie. I mean, granted, it's an hour and a half long Nintendo commercial. But still, you know?
Yeah.
I laughed a little bit.
A little.
So. There's a really creepy part in that Wizard movie where they're all at the pool at the hotel scene, and you see this really, really pretty girl's butt, and then it like shows like a dude's butt in a Speedo. It's like, this is a kid's movie. Why are we showing people's butts in Speedos?
No, that's not the weird part. The weird part is when they go into the casino, and she screams that dude touched her breast.
Oh, yeah, that is
like,
weird.
As
and they
kid,
don't arrest them or anything.
Yeah, no, like as a kid, I'm like, what does that mean? What is that even? Why are they so mad? Okay, well, don't do whatever that... Don't do that. I get it. Life lessons.
And this guy, he...
Life lessons.
This guy, you know, he might have actually, you know, assaulted a child, and they don't call the cops. They just throw him out of the casino. And it's like, yeah, that's the right action to take when somebody gets assaulted on the casino floor. Just throw him out. They'll never do it again.
Yeah.
So you know, he used to take care of problems back in the old days.
The 80s.
Then those truckers show up and give them internal bleeding and stuff, which is fantastic, too.
White walls. I remember that joke. White walls on the tires for the truck. All they had were white walls. I didn't get that. Like, there were so many of those weird jokes in the movie where, watching as a kid, it's like, look, I'm just waiting for Super Mario Brothers 3. I don't know why it's taken so long. I just want to see this game. Oh my gosh, they showed me where a secret whistle was. I'm waiting in line to buy this game. It's $60 at launch. I don't care. I'm buying this game.
Did you get that game for Christmas, birthday, or did you save up your money for it?
No, I just begged my parents to buy it for me, and then they did the whole, okay, well, this is your Christmas and your birthday gift together. And I was like, yeah, sure. Super Mario Brothers.
Was that
3.
A good decision looking back, or do you wish you would have had more patience?
No, I still have that same copy. So.
Sweet. Oh, man.
Yeah.
You know what you should get a copy of?
I'm not getting Bloody Roar 3, that's for sure.
You need Bloody Roar 3.
No.
Is the Super Mario Brothers movie better than Bloody Roar 3?
Yes.
No.
By far.
Absolutely. Absolutely, that movie is better.
That's just a silly question, Dustin. Why would you even ask that? I mean, that's common knowledge amongst
I'm going to download Bloody Roar 3.
Illegally?
Yes. I'm literally building a machine that is dedicated to illegal playing of games.
I was going to say, I can't criticize you. I have a MAME cabinet, and I sure as heck don't have all those arcade games in my basement.
Oh, no. Man. I don't download this. Sony plays
Nobody
down.
Does. That's the problem.
Oh, yeah. Does Holosseum run in MAME? I don't know. Maybe it does.
Probably.
That would be cool if it did.
Do I, it runs I have in it downloaded? Sure, I have to check now. This is important. This is vital to the pot.
Oh, I just looked up Holosseum MAME, and the first thing that I got was...
There we go.
It said Holosseum strong candidate for worst game ever. That seems kind of mean.
It seems just accurate. A candidate. Doesn't mean that it won. Just a candidate. Just a candidate. I've seen lists like that have like Super Mario Brothers on it. So I mean,
really? Who put that on the list?
I've seen it more
I think
than
I
once,
do have Holosseum downloaded.
Yes, play it.
It's so just good. They all have like short names. I downloaded Torrent. It's named Hollow. And I can only assume it's Holosseum.
It probably is, yeah. Nobody's smart enough to name their game Hollow anything Hollow other than anything. Sega.
Are we able to give our recommendations for places that you can go and be sketchy and download stuff? Or do we leave that out of the
show?
We
leave that out, I believe.
Yeah, we should probably definitely leave that out. If not, then I'll just edit it out later.
If you do a 5 minutes of Google searching, you can find it. Or find me on Twitter, and God forbid I tell you what it is on Twitter.
I'm just going to say...
Got a lot of CD stuff going on the show tonight.
It'd be really cool if you went and found some ROMs.
No.
Yeah.
Don't do it, kids. Download what you own.
It would be paradise to find all of these ROMs. So.
Yes.
All right, I see what you're doing there. All right. Gonna have to put a stop to this and put my foot down.
I'm sorry.
Final arguments.
Virtua Fighter 2, the second best game, a fighting game ever made behind Holosseum. No, I'm not even kidding. That might be the best one out there. But Virtua Fighter 2, it's a solid choice.
It's a darn good second.
I liked it because it was like it felt like it was realistic fighting. There was no like fireballs and spears and stuff like that. It was just your basic punching and kicking people, and I liked that. It felt more like a kung fu movie that you would see on Saturday afternoon TV or something like that. And I really appreciated that because I liked a lot of anime and stuff back in the 90s at that age, because Cartoon Network started showing anime for the first time. And Virtua Fighter just kind of felt more anime than, Mortal Kombat did.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Hunter.
Holosseum. The name says it all. If it doesn't, check out some gameplay footage. If that doesn't help it, check out what the cabinet looks like. Almost looks like R2-D2.
It does. It's
nothing like Holosseum.
R2-D2. You gotta squint, Jason. And then look into the sun.
Yeah.
Holosseum.
All right. You guys should vote for Bloody Roar 3 because it's got some animals. It's like the GameCube version of cockfighting. We're pitting a bunch of animals against each other to fight. Dogfighting 3, the video game.
Wow.
You should play it. It's edgy.
Is that considered edgy?
I don't know. I know it's considered illegal, which makes it somewhat edgy.
There you go.
There we go.
I think we can all agree that the three games that we brought tonight, even yours, Jason, are all miles and miles better than what Bailey would have brought if he was here.
Oh, yeah. Bailey chooses awful things. It would be another board game.
What would he pick for a fighting board game?
The fighting game.
Clue 2085. Yeah, that was Clue fantastic. 2085. I want that game made like yesterday.
Yeah, that'd be sweet. That would be sweet. Mm-hmm. All right. That's episode 117.
Woo!
All right. You could follow me on Twitter at Jason Lamb, where I'll tweet random things, such as the build progress of my N64 PC, which you can also follow on onemorecastle.com. Hunter, do you have any shoutouts?
Sure, you can follow me on Twitter as well, at Eric Hunter. For all things me, check out my website, ericmhunter.net. Shout out goes to Holosseum. and Dave the Karate Guy.
Dave the Karate Guy.
That's fantastic.
Dustin, any shout-outs? Any self-promotion you'd like to do?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter at 16bitcatholic. You can watch me streaming a bunch of crazy games like Ground Zero Texas for Sega CD at twitch.tv/FaberFamily. And my shout-out goes to my Twitter friend Beth Ann's Best, B-E-T-H-A-N-N-E-S Best, who, whenever I do any kind of streaming, always shows up and is very encouraging. So thank you, Beth Ann, for watching me play old video games.
Sweet. All right, and remember, you can always email us at podcast@warmercastle.com to send us your podcast discussion questions. We'll read them, we'll answer your questions, and we'll probably say something clever.
Unless, probably.
Probably. I like it. Maybe.
I haven't emailed you guys in a while. I need to get back on that.
Do that.
Slacking off. I'm a horrible fan.
Get on it. I'm also going to say...
This was fun.
Good. We're glad to have you. I'm glad you enjoyed. We're on hiatus until January, yes? No podcast next week because of Christmas.
No podcast next week because of Christmas, and then no podcast because of New Year's Eve or New Year's Day. So yeah, we're not back until the 8th.
Yeah, we will be. Our next live recording is January 8th.
I got to close out the year with you
guys.
There
you go.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, you did.
Happy 2014. See you in 2015. And remember, you are a bad enough dude.
So bad.
To rescue the president. Good night.